AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth won't say if U.S. ground troops might enter the Iran war.
Hegseth says you cannot win a war if you tell your foe what you're willing or not willing to do.
Our adversary right now thinks there are 15 different ways we could come at them with boots on the ground. And guess what? There are.
At the same time, Hegseth says talks over ending the war are gaining strength.
That's the goal. We don't want to have to do more militarily than we have to.
But repeated his earlier line that, in the meantime, the Pentagon will negotiate with bombs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court has ruled against a law banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus kids in Colorado. AP correspondent Marcela Sanchez has more.
Colorado is one of about two dozen states that banned the discredited practice. In an 8-1 decision, the High Court majority sided with a Christian counselor who argues the law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment. Counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says the law wrongly bars her from offering voluntary, faith-based therapy for kids, but Colorado says its law simply stops a practice from using therapy to try to convert LGBTQ plus people to heterosexuality. The justices agreed the law raises free speech concerns and sent it back to a lower court to decide if it meets a legal standard. Few laws pass. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
Israel's parliament has passed a law approving the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. AP's Julia Frankel.
In effect, what the bill does is mandate that military courts in the West Bank dole out the death penalty as punishment for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder. It gives Israeli courts a bit more leniency, saying that judges in Israeli courts can choose between the death penalty and life imprisonment for Israeli citizens convicted of this offense.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are bouncing back on Wall Street as the spike for crude oil prices caused by the war with Iran slows down a bit. The S&P 500 rose 1.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index closed 9% below its latest all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 379 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.8%. Big tech stocks led the way higher. Amazon climbed 2.1%. Steadying oil prices helped assuage some of the market's concerns that the war with Iran could set off a brutal bout of inflation. The price of Brent crude slipped to just under $107 a barrel. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.32%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More on these stories on apnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.